possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom held a rally to announce his plans to counter Texas with his own redistricting plan. Outside that rally, more than a dozen armed and masked Border Patrol agents could be seen.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under. That they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside right when we're about to have this press conference. It said everything you know about Donald Trump's America. Said everything you know about the authoritarian tendencies of the President of the United States.
At one point, Border Patrol agents could be seen leading a man away in handcuffs while onlookers shouted angrily.
We're here making Los Angeles a safer place. Since we won't have politicians that'll do that, we do that ourselves. So that's what we're here today, as you can see, already making it a safer place. We're glad to be here, not going anywhere.
And in response to the federal agent's presence there, Newsom's office said this, quote, "We will not be intimidated by weak little Donald Trump, the criminal president." Carly?
Yeah, so, and that's, of course, because only Republicans get arrested while Democrats commit crimes, as we learned this week. And the FBI actively covers up for that. At dual justice system protection. And this is what you're hearing this audio, okay? They want it to extend to illegals because they believe illegals are Democrats. Ergo, laws do not apply to them. This is their actual mentality. And they're being broken of it very, very quickly. Folks, beginning of the week, Democrats were screaming like stuck pigs because Trump wanted to round up their criminal heroes. And look, when you have Chicago alderman Raymond Lopez going on Newsmax, take a look, it's a sad state of affairs. I'm still a Democrat, but my party idolizes criminal gang members.
It blows my mind that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets.
Yeah, well, it took Trump 2 days to break the leadership of D.C. The D.C. mayor caved to Trump, issuing an executive order she was vowing not to issue as recently as Monday, ending the sanctuary status of D.C. Folks. Total win.
Mr. President, earlier today, a Washington, D.C. police chief issued an executive order allowing Metropolitan Police officers conducting traffic stops to notify federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement about undocumented immigrants that they encounter. Yet the city has a longstanding pro-immigration policy, including allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections.
Which is ridiculous.
And limiting cooperation with federal immigration agencies.
Right.
Did your administration pressure the D.C. police chief to review and repeal these policies? And will you require other cities to roll back similar policies to avoid possible federal takeover of local law?
Yeah, so what you're saying is that it was a very positive thing. When they stop people, they find they're illegal, they report them, they give them to us, et cetera. That's a very positive thing.
Yeah.
That's a great step. Yeah, I think that's going to happen all over the country. We want to stop crime. Open borders is bad. Open borders has caused a lot of this problem. Allowing millions and millions, I think 24 million people were allowed to come into our country. Many of these people from prisons, from jails, from mental institutions. This was the Biden policy. And I don't believe it was him. He was never there before. It was the people that encircled this very beautiful desk, the Resolute desk, radical left lunatics who were smart, but radical left. And I'm very happy to hear what you just said, because I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the news just got better. As Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin said, yes, we will be doing this in other cities. We are going to be forcing Democrats to end sanctuary status. And they're going to have to do this because as they do raids in places like Florida, well, not South Carolina, because our governor loves illegal immigrants, especially the criminal crimes. But as they do these raids, they're going to watch the illegals who want to stay, particularly the gangbangers, those who profit off the human trafficking, the Democrat human trafficking. They're going to go hide behind enemy lines in sanctuary cities. They're going to wait us out. Trump knows he's got to get into the heart of those sanctuary cities. And that is why you were hearing Democrats scream bloody murder. But Trisha McLaughlin, who's spokesperson for Department of Homeland Security, again said, this is, we're doing this in every city now. We're going to get rid of the sanctuary status, no matter how much they yell. And boy, did they yell. So Newsom is holding his press conference to say that they are going to redistrict California and create five more Democrat seats to balance the ones out in Texas, right? And the left still thinks there's some sort of special privilege there in L.A. where illegals just shouldn't be arrested, especially not even the criminals. They should not. They should be allowed to roam free, vote Democrat two, three, four times in an election if they want, and, you know, do Democrat things like, you know, carjacking, armed robbery. So absolute outrage ensued because literally 100 feet from where Gavin Newsom, the governor, is speaking, ICE is arresting illegals.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under, that they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside.
The people here today who are kidnapped by this president with no warrant, with no due process.
It's like an assault on our city in so many different directions. L.A. is unsafe right now because of his actions.
L.A. is unsafe because of Trump's actions. Remember that. That is L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. But is that true? I mean, who did they arrest? Just some poor guy on his way to work, China, make a better life for his family? Well, Fox News asked Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin that. Here's who they arrested.
How many illegals were caught and arrested? And what crimes did they commit?
They're still in processing, Raymond, but we're looking at things like child pornography, burglary, even known or suspected gang members. So truly the worst of the worst. But it is amazing to watch Gavin Newsom so egocentric. It's all about him. When our ICE enforcement officers, it's all about the rule of law and getting criminal illegal aliens off of LA streets because Karen Bass won't do it.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, and Karen Bass was fit to be tied. She didn't care if they were, she were picking up pedophiles, gang members, violent criminals. They love those people, folks. Again, as explained by Chicago alderman, Democrat, Raymond Lopez.
It blows my mind that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets.
Yep, enamored. I looked that up on Google. That means to fall in love with. And they have. As Trump has gone after them, Democrats have fallen in love with them more. Here is Karen Bass gnashing her teeth, Democrat mayor of LA, over the loss of this precious pedophile and other violent criminals that were picked up outside the Gavin Newsom rally yesterday.
I cannot believe that this just happened to be a coincidence.
There is no way this was a coincidence. This was widely publicized that the governor and many of our other elected officials were having a press conference here to talk about redistricting, and they decided they were going to come and thumb their nose in front of the governor's face. Why would you do that? That is unbelievably disrespectful. It's a provocative act. They're talking about disorder in Los Angeles, and they are the source of the disorder in Los Angeles right now. This is just completely unacceptable. This is a administration. This is a Customs and Border Patrol that has gone amok. This absolutely has to stop. There was no danger here. There was no need to detain anyone here. And there was certainly no need to have a provocative act right here where the governor is having a press conference.
So was it on purpose? Were they sent to intimidate the Democrats by the dictator Trump? No, says Trisha McLaughlin, spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security.
And this was pre-planned, right? This was way before they knew of his event about congressional redistricting.
Absolutely. We have 40 teams on the street at a time in Los Angeles, enforcing the rule of law, getting these criminals off of it, and nothing to do with Gavin Newsom's press conference. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, Bass says the city's more unsafe because of Trump's actions. Your reaction to that?
She was in such uproar. I would love to see her in uproar about actual American victims, victims of rape, victims of murder, their families, drug trafficking. Where is the uproar about Americans who have been killed by criminal illegal aliens?
Meanwhile, outside, a strong Latina protester heckling and screaming at ICE like an absolute lunatic as they haul away the precious pedophiles, violent criminals, and various assorted gang members that the Department of Homeland Security says they were just processing. They just happened to be outside. She said that they had made those arrests. That's where they were processing them and loading them up.
Cowards.
Yeah. The head Border Patrol agent of the district over LA, though, was interviewed by the news. Here's his perspective on this situation.
Mr. Goyuna from Fox 11, can I get a quick comment?
Hey, what's going on here?
How you doing? What happened?
We're here making Los Angeles a sacred place. Since we won't have politicians that'll do that, we do that ourselves. So that's what we're here today, as you can see. Already making it a safer place. We're glad to be here. Not going anywhere.
And, you know, the governor's inside right there.
I don't know where he's at.
He's about 100 feet behind us. Do you have any comment from him or anything?
Again,
any message?
We're making Los Angeles and California a safer place. We're going to continue to do that. And they can take that one to the bank and cash it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
As if somehow, because the illegals are near the governor, their dual justice protection from laws, their ability to commit crime somehow is conferred on the illegals by like time, space, continuums and such. Well, with the illegal pedophile and gang member, because that's what these were, and violent criminals. I mean, no, you can't touch them if they're near the governor. What kind of wackadoodle logic is this? Tim, leaving in a post on my Rumble feed, Tara Servatius on Rumble, writes, Bass i.e. she's the mayor of LA. Bass, how dare you obey the law? That is, yo, Tim, that is literally what she said. How dare you obey the law? We are Democrats. Laws don't apply to us. We sit around when we're at the Capitol and we instruct our staff to illegally leak classified documents, commit felony after felony after felony. When our staff pushes back and says, that's illegal, I don't want to go to prison, you just say, we'll never get caught. We're Democrats. Yes, that is the theme of this week. And it's incredible. It's incredible. But folks, this is all good. Don't let it make you mad. Trump is pushing them into the 20% on these issues. They just keep talking and talking and talking. It explodes on X. Half the free world takes that link, copies it, and sends it to all their friends and family who are not on X. And they're all watching Democrat leadership rage at the idea that illegal, who are now finding out there were, pedophiles in there, should be arrested in their presence, as if, immunity from the law is conferred by merely being near a Democrat. What are they really saying there? Well, we're immune from the law, and so we should not have to see it enforced in our presence. And that's what's so funny. They kept emphasizing, less than 100 feet away from the governor, less than 100 feet away from the governor, as if the governor is in danger from law enforcement, as if there's this expectation. Well, there's a 500 square foot perimeter around the governor where lawlessness is allowed and laws don't apply. They think like this. And for the first time, the American people, because X isn't censored, is actually able to get a look at it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.